This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Wonderful. Shopkeep! Shopkeep! May I inquire about the contents of this vial?
Of course, ma'am. What would you like to know?
This one here, it smells lovely. How much are you asking?
Wouldn't you like to know what it does first? It's actually quite a powerful tincture. Those bits of blues and greens you see are from the...
That isn't necessary. How much is it?
Okay. After taxes, that comes out to 238 credits.
200 credits for this tiny bottle of perfume? I'm sorry, that's outrageous.
Well, you see, it's not actually a perfume.
It doesn't matter what it's supposed to be. If I want to use it as a perfume or a body oil, that should be good enough for you. What do you care what happens with it?
I think that it could be a real benefit to know the traditional use of this particular blend of extracts. It was harvested from my home in the West.
I'll give you 150 credits cash. That's my offer, and you won't do better.
Get out.
Excuse me?
Can't you read?
Of course I can read. What kind of question is that?
No haggling. Right behind me.
But I don't have the full 238. I could go as high as 200.
I'll give it to you for 200. But only if you promise never to come back here again.
It's a deal.
Hand it over.
Making new friends, Helena.
You heard that, Sylvie. 200 credits for some perfume.
And what was it, really?
A potent mixture used in the Reaches as a sedative. We use it exclusively on livestock. Oh, why, it's strong enough to knock someone her size off for at least 6 hours.
I'll pretend I didn't hear that.
Are you gonna arrest me? For the life of me, I'll never understand how my best friend in this city is a member of the wolf pack.
We're not all bad.
Vern, relax. I told you I could get to that.
Just because I'm old don't mean I'm useless, kid.
client asked for this by tomorrow, and you're still over there working on the percolator order from last week.
I know, but this is 98% finished, and what you're doing would only take me an hour or two.
So what would you have me do?
I can think of a million things. Call around to a few of our old regulars and see if there's anything they're looking to have scrapped or retrofitted. Count what little we have left in our reserves and try to figure out how much longer we can keep the lights on.
I've had this shop open since before you were out of diapers, and nothing's gonna close until 100 years after I'm dead.
I'm not so sure about that.
Oh, Wanda, damn it!
I told you to slow down, Vern!
Would you stop mothering me, Shema? Wanda, I swear you're exactly like your aunt. Pester me like she always did. Did Miss Kay get her package after two of you biting each other's heads off?
Oh, sure did.
Was she able to pay?
Boy, are you ever subtle, Shema.
She was able to give us 3/4 today. Promised me she'd have the last bit in 2 weeks.
And you actually left the comm filter with her before she paid in full?
You know, I tried telling her no, not until we were paid, but this one was so eager to please them.
How many times have I told you that we don't accept IOUs, Argus?
She's been coming around my shop with repairs for a decade, Shema. She's good for it.
Yeah, Shema, and she went to school with Dad. Hell, I was ready to tell her the rest of the bill was on me.
Regular softy, this one. I wouldn't have any of that. Told her if the payment wasn't ready by next week, then I'd need collateral.
Argus, I don't know if you looked around much lately, but nobody can afford to get by on IOUs anymore.
Says who? I've been getting around in good faith my whole life.
With all the tax hikes that come with Contact Day Festival every year, we're barely scraping by as it is.
Uncle Vern?
What the hell was that?
Wanda damn festival. The fact that we're still paying more taxes year after year so them nosebleeds can worship their cloud princess is beyond me.
Look, we don't have time or money to be complaining about this nonsense. Look what you did. I'll have to start this over from scratch now.
Now it's time for you to relax, Shema.
Contact Day isn't that bad, is it? Things are at least a little busier for everyone this time of year.
Shut your mouth, you little shit. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Could you two please try to act like the brothers that you are just once?
Take the rest of the day off, Vern. I'll handle this like I handle everything else.
Oh, be my guest. I've got other things to worry about anyways.
What was that about?
Everything okay around here?
Everything's fine, boys. Just, you know Vern hates it when I try to pick up any of his slack.
I mean, he's getting a lot older. Have you talked to him about the three of us taking over?
We'd get a lot more done without him being around, to be honest.
No, he'd never go for that. You two take care of delivery and let me worry about the rest.
Sure thing.
And while you're at it, stop by a few of the regular spots and see if any of the nosebleeds drop anything good down here again.
Yeah. Their trash, our treasure, and all that.
Mm-hmm. And Argus, I'm sorry if I sound harsh. It's just...
Shema, don't worry about it. We'll catch you later.
All right. I'll see you two at Gertie's for a drink.
Yeah, of course. First round's on short stuff.
What?
You're good for it, chump.
Ugh, fuck. Wanda, be damned. What?
Good evening, Pathlima.
Yes, Root, what do you want?
Simply checking on the robes. Where are we on this order?
They'd be coming a whole hell of a lot faster if I didn't have to answer a phone every 20 minutes.
It can't be helped. Wanda needs an update.
And why exactly isn't our venerable queen calling me herself?
That's some awfully loud music you have on. Might I suggest turning it down?
I'll turn the music down when Wanda calls.
Yes. Well, if you have good news for me, that might happen sooner. How many robes are finished?
Three.
Three? Pavlima, that certainly won't do. This order needed to be done yesterday. I'm doing my best to be patient, but I'm concerned about your ability to produce at the level we require.
But Root, these robes are perfect.
What good does perfect do us if we don't actually have them? Perhaps you can try to be a little less perfect and a little more efficient.
You know I can't do that. Wanda hired me above everyone else for a reason. This is how she wants the robes made.
I'm sending a new recruit up for a fitting.
New blood? Why a fitting already?
The Contact Festival is in 6 weeks, and we're getting ready for a large influx of customers. We need 23 new recruits roped up and ready to go before that happens.
That's impossible.
I don't remember asking for your opinion. You will get it done.
New recruit Kendall reporting for rope fitting.
Sure, come in.
You must be Ms. Pavlima?
Stand over by the window.
Okay. Here, let me get that for you.
Don't bother. It could stay where it is.
It's really not a problem.
I said leave it. And while you're at it, disrobe. You really are one of the wolves. Didn't even question that order at all.
Did I not need to take my pants off?
I am only commenting on your willingness to please. It seems to be a running trait with the latest batch of new recruits.
I can't speak for the others, but as for myself, I'll do just about anything to get off the ground. Now, should I put my pants back on, or are you going to keep sizing me up?
I seem to have found one with a tongue. I like that.
Ha ha, yeah! Score! You owe me another drink!
Ugh, Gert, can we get another round?
Of course. You want another drink, Argus?
Thanks.
Thank you.
Auntie, can I ask you a question?
Sure thing, kid.
Are you happy here? And don't you ever get sick of this place?
Not at all.
You won't beat me this time.
This is my home. Why do you ask?
Well, I was thinking about Vern and how he's had that shop since before Mom and Dad passed, but you were halfway around the world when it happened.
And what's your point?
You two gave up your whole lives, really. I mean, you gave up a lot to look after us.
That's not true at all, Argus.
But really, if it weren't for us, would you have come back here? Would you have taken over this bar?
There's no point in thinking about that now.
After you and Vern split up, you got to go out exploring, and now you're stuck here, helping us out? I wouldn't want you to resent us.
Shh. Argus, never you mind that. I've had my fill of adventure, sure. Us sticking together is more important than any of that.
Okay. If you're sure.
Of course I'm sure. Hey, how's Uncle Vern doing today?
What do you ask?
We haven't been able to stop by the shop in a while. It's kind of lonely upstairs without any of you around. Listen, I know he's not my biggest fan, but I miss him.
I know. Gert, it's hard for us is all. We haven't been back there since Dad was around.
It's fine, Argus. I wasn't trying to guilt you. I'm only curious how the family is. You know, this bar guarantees I can drink all day long, but it doesn't leave me much room for a social life.
Woo, yeah! Hey, Alina, over here.
Hey, Alina.
I'm playing a game of quarters. Care to face me?
I'm not looking to buy you any more rounds, Cass. You can only pretend you're bad so many times before I catch on.
Hey, but it was worth a shot, right?
Oh, Gertie. You know your way to a girl's heart.
Don't get any funny ideas. I know you people from the western reaches are all about free love. But I prefer a man in my bed at the end of the day.
Sure, honey. It's only because you don't know any better.
Yeah, maybe so. Hey, did you sell a whole bunch of snake oil to those rich customers of yours today?
You'd be surprised what a little bit of natural medicine can do for a person. Especially when they don't know what it does.
Oh, I wouldn't be that surprised.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Why, who do we have here, Gertie? This one's a looker.
I'm Argus.
Absolutely not, Helena. This one's the youngest of my nephews.
The one that brought that disgusting sack of flesh the other night? I guess I was a little too sloppy to really get a good look at him. Argus, is it?
Leaving.
Leaving. Yes.
I don't know. Kid looks like he could use another drink.
Behave yourself. He's a little shy. He's never been quite the same since his parents passed.
That's something I can understand. Still, I could help take his mind off all that.
I swear to Wanda, Helena, if you think I won't throw you out, you are dead wrong.
With conversation, you monster.
Oh, yeah, right.
Cold recruit.
It's a little chilly in here.
I wasn't expecting any visitors today. I run pretty hot most of the time.
If we're almost done here, I'll just put some clothes back on.
Just one more moment, please.
Ouch! Could you be a bit more careful with where you're poking those pins?
You're going to need to be tougher than that now that you're one of the wolves.
Could sure kick your ass.
I wouldn't be so certain.
You're not worried about who that was?
I've heard enough out of your boss for one day.
I believe it.
So, Kendall, what did they tell you when they brought you up here?
What do you mean?
Abandon your family down below for a swanky new pad with windows you can actually see the sky out of?
Listen, I came here for a fitting, not to talk politics with my seamstress.
Trust me, I'm not one to judge. I spent the first half of my life without ever seeing the sun.
There's nothing for me down on the ground. If I can make a better life for myself up here, then I don't see why I shouldn't.
All set. Let me just get those pins out for you.
How'd you know I'm a grounder?
The diamond tattoo on your collarbone? I have one just like it.
You know Isaac?
Sure do. Since I was a little one.
Was he ever...
No. Whatever you were about to say, the answer's no.
I thought so.
So, recruit, think I could take you out for a drink sometime? I'd like to hear more about your other tattoos.
I'm not sure that would be appropriate.
I didn't ask you if you thought it would be appropriate or not. I asked if you'd like it if I took you out.
I could do tomorrow evening, but only if you don't keep me out late.
I'll try my best.
Not bad, little brother. You're getting better, but you ain't got me beat yet.
One of these days, I'll win.
Hasn't happened yet.
Well, there was that one time with Chucky and Splat.
Whoa. Doesn't count.
What do you mean?
I was hammered that night. Doesn't count.
Poor sport.
Don't get your tentacles in a twist, Arg. I'm only kidding. You're getting good.
Thanks.
Oh. Woo! I love this song.
I know. Hey, Cass. Can I ask for your advice?
How many times have I told you I don't want to hear about you trying to sleep with someone?
No. It's not like that. I guess kind of. But seriously.
All right, shoot.
Helena.
Oh, not this again.
No, but like, how could I even speak to her? Every time she's around, I just shut down and get all awkward.
Shh, okay. Since confidence is not your strong suit, my tried and true pickup lines are out of the question. Have you said anything to her at all?
No. I can barely remember my own name whenever she's around.
Oh, I've got it. She's half in the bag right now. See that pouch on her belt?
Yeah, she's always got that.
I want you to walk up by her, order me a drink, and pocket it on your way back.
What? That seems like you'll do the opposite, Cass.
No, I'm serious. Think about it. You take it from her now, and the next time you see her, you tell her you found it on the ground after closing.
Oh. So she'd be happy I stole her thing.
You idiot. No, you don't tell her you stole it. You just give it back to her. Swear, she'll melt like butter. She'll owe you after that.
I'm not so sure about that.
Foolproof. I promise, foolproof. Oh.
Someone from up there is
going to
buy it, and I'm
going to
have...
Oh, they're a bunch of fools. Hey, kid, what do you need?
Another round. Cass beat me in quarters again. This one's on me.
Sure thing, Argus.
You got to stop playing with him. He's a ringer, I swear.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Gertie. I got to wake up early tomorrow. We all settled?
Yeah. Last one's on me. But bring me a bit more of that cream tomorrow, huh?
You got it.
Right.
Oh, sure you don't want to stick around for another game, Alina?
Not in your life, Cass. You're buying my drink next time, whether you like it or not.
Whoa. I can't believe you had the stones to do that.
You told me it was a good idea.
I can't remember the last time you told me I had a good idea.
You have a point.
Shema!
Hey, Runt. Gert, pour me a beer, would you?
Sure. Hey, how's the shop?
We're scraping by. I don't have any idea what we're going to do the next time the wolves are down to collect taxes, though.
Shema, let me give you a loan. Business isn't great here, but people always drink. I've got enough to cover you.
You know, Vernon, he's too proud for that, but I appreciate the offer.
I'm serious. You let me know the minute your answer changes.
Thanks, Unger.
Please stand in the middle of the lift. Feet shoulder-width apart, with your hands at your sides. Thank you. Now, please enter your name and destination on the keypad before you. The South Tower Apartments, level 65. Fee waived. Have a safe trip, Helena.
Shit! Oh, fuck! Where's my money gone?
Good night, my sweet Proximans.
Wanda!
And remember, the curfew bell chimes, as it will two more times. And when it strikes thrice, my wolves won't be nice. Good night, angels.
Windfall is a Rogue Dialogue production. It was written and directed by
Bob Raimonda
and
Christy Donato.
Sound design, mix, and score by Adam Raimonda. This episode also featured the song
Prayer Hands by Cherophobia.
Here's our cast in order of appearance.
Pavlina Horakova, customer number one.
Emily Battles, Helena.
Nadia Levin, Sylvie.
Mushaka Benson, Shema.
Bob Frame, Vernon.
Marcus Stewart, Argus.
Cornelius Moore, Cass.
Claire Lopez, Pavlina.
Josh Rubino, Root.
Mallory Roach, Kendall.
Shayla Farino, Bar Patron.
Cheryl Mordaunt, Gert.
Jess Clark, Wanda June.
And
Sarah Brown,
Elevator Recording.
Casting direction by
Clara Lopez.
Produced by
Bob Raimonda,
Christy Donato,
Adam Raimonda,
and Michael Paunovsky.
Our cover art was designed by
Sam Twardy.
If you would like to support the show, consider signing up to be a patron at patreon.com/roguedialogue. Rogue Dialogue patrons get access to an ad-free feed, bonus episodes, director's notes, and more. Support from our patrons is what allows us to keep producing this show. So come join our community over at patreon.com/roguedialogue. If you enjoyed the show, please rate it and review it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. Make sure you follow us while you're there. That's it for this episode. Thanks for spending some time with us. And listeners, don't forget to ask yourselves, what would Wanda do?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
So this is the end of the world.
Pretty weird, right?
I'm Hannah. I'm sure you've probably noticed by now. I'm a zombie. Might even be the last one.
From the creator of Redman Born and Cybernautica.
I can't exactly control most of the things zombie me does. I'm basically what amounts to a backseat driver in my own body. You learn to kind of just go with it after a while, I think. Like, do I feel bad for eating a family of four when I was new? You bet! Not exactly my favorite memory.
Hannah is living her best unlife, while unknowingly being on a crash course with Callie, an explorer desperately seeking to leave her mark on an American wasteland that seems to be all out of new discoveries.
Oh, one might say that it's the comics that got me into this, but between you and me, I'm gonna blame the McSodas. No sense in ruining everything I like in one day.
Together, this unlikely pair team up against the dangers of post-apocalyptia.
Okay. This thing is not playing around head on. Shit, incoming!
Sometimes I miss the old days. Killing zombies for upstart communities, now that was a lot more simple. A lot more ethical, too. Wouldn't you say so? Don't you think it's a little more ethical to kill a zombie than just some stranger on the road?
Panapocalypse, a story about love, death, and robots. Just not the next kind.